one of my favourite artists at the moment, Casey Barnes. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Coming off a massive weekend in Mackay, you guys looked like you were just so damn happy to be there.
We are. I'm still recovering, to be honest. It was it was a big weekend and just, yeah, grateful to be out doing shows. You know, it's been it's an interesting world that we're living in at the moment, and you sort of feel like you're on another planet when we can be Mackay playing to 3,000 people and our mates are down in, you know, New South Wales, Victoria, and they haven't been able to set foot on a stage in months. It's a really weird time, but we were grateful to be up there and we sure made the most of it.
I'm sure that you would hear from a lot of fans who are stuck at home and a little bit like me here in Darwin. I sort of had to live through your Instagram stories to be a part of it. Do you find that a lot of your fans are doing that with you?
Yeah, definitely. And that's why it's good to post a bit of content and, you know, keep them involved. And I still try and do, you know, a lot of the Facebook lives where you jump on and check in with how they're going. Because I guess, you know, we're all in this together at the end of the day. So it's nice to do those regularly and, try and post as much stuff as I can.
Yeah, well, at the moment, we're getting to hear a lot about your brand new single. You must be so excited. God Took His Time on You. What a beautiful song.
Thank you. I've been sitting on this one for nearly 12 months. I wrote it with two amazing writers in Nashville and, from the moment we finished the song, we knew it was a really special track and a little bit different to a lot of the stuff that I've released in the past. And just, the response has been amazing since it's come out. So we're very grateful and it's nice that it's getting played on radio too.
What I love, you made mention that you and your wife have been together for 15 years and you sort of used this song to score a few brownie points. Did it work?
I bloody hope so. It has. It's actually to the point where we just finished shooting the music video. And I don't want to spoil it too much, but it's going to be out in a couple of weeks. So make sure you check that out. And my wife and I are both in the clip. And we had to get dressed up and we're wearing prosthetics and all sorts of weird stuff. But it's very different. But we had a great time putting it together. So that'll be out in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, you must be pretty happy when you get to take your family along with you for the journey of, you know, bringing out all this music and stuff like that. I mean, your wife's in the video clip with you. That's awesome.
Yeah, well, we met through music, funnily enough. My wife was she's been a singer her whole life as well, and so she understands the business and the industry. And, when we get the chance, we'll sometimes, you know, perform together, which is, I wish we got to do it more often, but we literally met through, I was doing a gig, this is years and years ago, like a little Sunday afternoon acoustic gig, and she just happened to walk past the restaurant and saw me playing and stopped, and the rest is history. So, we met through through being in music.
Speaking of your music, you put something on your Instagram the other day when your fans get lyrics wrong. I'll just I'll jog your memory. Take a listen to this. You drive my demons
wild. So legit, this is a true story. There are quite a few fans of mine that think I'm singing You Drive My Penis Wild, when in fact I'm actually singing You Drive My Demons Wild. It's demons, not penis. So I just want to clear that up.
Do you come across this a lot? I can imagine, you know, artists are sitting there going, that's not what I'm singing.
We've taken that gag and we've run with it. We put it in the show now. We like get the crowd to sing it back. It's like, it's funny. I had no idea that it does. You can nearly mistake in that as the lyric. But a few punters and fans sort of like inbox me and said, mate, just trying to work out what you're singing in that chorus. You know, is it really what I think you're saying? I'm like, no, we're not saying that at all. So that's been quite funny. We turned that into a bit of a gag.
I kind of feel like we probably wouldn't be able to play it on radio as much as what we do, if you were saying that.
You can get away with stuff in the Northern Territory, can't you? You can, you know, slip a few little things in here or there and it's all good. We were talking off air. We're working on it. We want to come up there so badly. It's on my bucket list. I mean, it's been a long time since we've been in Darwin, but talking to my management and my booking agents to get us up there because there's so many great festivals and, I know any of my mates that have played there have all said it's always a good gig and a great crowd, so we want to come up.
Oh, we would absolutely love to have you here. Now, Casey, I was wondering if you would do the honours of introducing your song. We're going to give it a play now because I just love it that damn much. And, yeah, we're so excited that this is now dropped. And congratulations.
Thank you so much. Well, here it is, the brand new single. It's called God Took His Time on You, and I so hope you love it.
Casey Barnes, thank you so much for being on the show this morning. It was so good to talk to you.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.